I'm David Delegater. Our guests are Terry Kern and Nancy Hopkins. They're here from the Pendleton Arts Center to talk about a new program that they've created called Art in Action. Welcome to Round Cincinnati.
It's great to be
Thanks.
Here, David.
What's the theory behind the program?
At the end of last year, Nancy came up with this idea for a Saturday event following Final Friday called Holiday Open House. Normally on the Saturday following Final Friday, we had an event called Second Look Saturday, where the building was open from 11 to 3, and people could come in to get a second look at artwork that they might have seen the night before at Final Friday. And attendance for that event had been kind of waning, and so the powers that be were thinking about just getting rid of it. And Nancy's like, well, you know, we already have this built-in timeline where people are kind of used to coming to the building. We should try and do something with that. And that same month, I had actually been awarded a Cincinnati Art Ambassador Fellowship. And I was like, what if we at the Pendleton thought of ourselves as art ambassadors? What if we followed the city of Cincinnati's lead and we said, let's get out into the community ourselves and say that we think it's important also to reach out and provide opportunities for people to be educated about the arts, to create work, to be motivated, to learn something new. And that's how Art in Action was born.
The program has goals to reach out to the community and people and get them to come in. How's that going to work?
We're offering classes, lectures, and demonstrations. We had an event, and we had 9 different classes and 11 different demonstrations. And basically, people were able to sample, for example, printmaking. If you've ever wanted to learn how to, or just don't know what printmaking is, you could attend Ken Swinson's class for free and get started in printmaking. And all these classes, most of them were open to all ages. We had jewelry making. Terry did a clay book necklace making class. I talked about how to get started on Etsy. So there's a wide variety of classes and lectures that we offer.
Anything involving sculpture?
Oh, yeah. Sculpture is really cool. Right when you walk into the building, one of our most well-known sculptors is Karen Heil, and she has sculptures all over the United States. She's currently working on a project where she's creating carved stone benches, carved in limestone, for the Riverfront Park. It's this new park that's being developed. I think it's called Adventure Park on the Riverfront. And so people are going to be able to come in and see her actually working on those benches, ask her questions about them, the carving process, where will they be located. And we're going to have another sculptor on the 5th floor who's going to be working in wood. And I work in ceramics. We have Joe Drury who does glass. So there's lots of three-dimensional as well as two-dimensional art that people will be able to see and experience.
What about photography?
Yeah, we have several great photographers at the building, but Jim Reibold is one of them, and he's actually the third person in our Art in Action committee. While Nancy mostly does a lot of the design work and figuring out how the visual looks of the event are, I am the artist coordinator, and Jim is our construction guru. So he built all the easels that we use on every floor and did all of our construction needs. But he's a great photographer. He travels a lot and has taken some beautiful photography. So he has what we like to call kind of contemporary photographic giclées that are kind of a cross between a painting and a photograph. We also have some photographers on the 3rd floor who do black and white photography. So there is quite a bit of variation in the kind of photographs that we have available for viewing at the Pendleton.
I did want to get back a little bit to the sculpture. Terry is actually doing a hands-on bookmaking class, and aren't those books going to be part of a larger sculptural
Yeah, they are. One of the things that I'm doing for my grant is when I give a final report to the city about how many people I talk to, I would say, well, I talked to 326 people about my work while I was an art ambassador. And one of the sculptural elements that's in this work that I'm doing are these miniature clay books. They're about 1 to 2 inches tall. And one Second Look Saturday, I was in there demonstrating how to make these miniature clay books, and these 2 little boys came in. They're like, wow, that is so cool. Can you teach us how to do that? And I was like, sure. And I taught them how to do it, and lo and behold, these little 8-year-old boys made these cool little books in a matter of 5 minutes. And I thought, what if instead of just saying I had 382 people come through my studio, I was able to have a miniature clay book for every single person that came through my studio while I was an art ambassador? And that's when I had this miniature book project be born. And now people coming through my studio make miniature clay books. Because everyone has a picture in their mind of what a book is, they've read a book, they have books that they own, it's a very easy thing for people to actually make and do. In fact, one of the things that happened this last Art in Action Day was I had to run out of my studio for a minute, and I had taught a young 13-year-old girl how to make books, and she was there with her family. And when I came back in, there was another young girl, probably 8 or 9 years old, and the 13-year-old girl was showing the 9-year-old girl how to make a miniature clay book. And I thought, that is what Art in Action is all about. It's people being inspired, people feeling like they can have access to art. You don't have to have a degree to do it. You just have to have the interest and the energy and the willingness to learn.
What do people have to do to learn more? Or, I mean, how's the process work?
They just show up on the day after Final Friday from 11 to 3.
Yeah, and one of the things that we're trying to do now is collect people's email addresses. So we're sending out an e-vite every month to anyone who gives us their email address to remind them of the Art in Action event that's going to happen. You can go to facebook.com/PendletonAIA, and we're going to put up a schedule every month of the classes and demonstrations that are going to be offered. Our two interns from the Art Academy, they're going around and they're documenting, taking photographs, shooting some video, and we're encouraging people to go to our Facebook page and tag themselves so their friends can see them creating and hanging out and meeting new people and getting into the spirit of the whole Art in Action program. And they can go to the Pendleton Art Center website, and our Art in Action event is listed there with the times. Nancy and I are both individual artists that are listed on the website, and people can call us if they have questions.
That sounds really cool. Terry Kern, Nancy Hopkins from Art in Action, a new program to get people involved in art in the community here from the Pendleton Art Center. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks. Great talking to you.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm David Delegater.
Blackbird singing.